What's up, guys? Welcome back to Put a Sock in It. Today we are joined with very special guests. No, I wouldn't even say arguably, because they probably are your favorite TikTok / YouTube couple. Not only are they the parents of the infamous.
I'm your cousin.
You are my cousin.
Yeah. Family.
Yeah, I'm family. Family. So
are
technically
you guys actually cousins?
Yeah.
No way.
On TikTok?
Duh.
Oh, okay.
But
well, Noah's my cousin, and then through marriage, him and I are your cousins.
Wait, that's like incest.
Yeah. So what does that make Poot to me? Like my,
you're her cousin.
Like my second cousin or something?
Twice from once from.
See, white people just call anybody their cousin. That's what y'all do.
Second cousin.
Family trees are confusing.
Yeah.
Family trees are very confusing.
Oh, I can see the resemblance in you guys'.
Yeah.
Like honestly, we did that video and people were like, oh yeah, I see. They look exactly
definitely.
Like.
Yeah.
We have dark hair.
Definitely, yeah.
Dark it's also hair. The eyes. I see the in the
okay.
eyes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, eyebrows. You guys have dark eyebrows.
Yeah.
The little nose, the perfect nose.
Oh, Poppy does have her cute little wait, button nose.
Like, what does she do when you guys are like busy?
That's why we hired my mom. Mm-hmm. Cece's
the mother.
She is.
That was your sister. Oh my god.
Oh, I'll have to tell her that. They're so
what a compliment.
Yeah, no. We figured that out very quickly that like she's busy and we're busy, so we're very grateful that we're able to like work from home and be with her, but it's really hard. So Cece is now full time. She retired from her nursing job and she is full time Poppy duty. So yeah.
And it's also the best because it's your mother. So like you feel so you comfortable and safe. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I grew up in daycare like at 2 months old. My mom did what she had to do, but I feel very lucky that
that's
now
beautiful.
She has her.
Oh my god, you guys are also very beautiful. Like
oh stop,
like,
thank
I
you.
I can show that family. Like the cookouts are crazy. I just know. Okay,
you.
So you have any siblings? I don't.
Well,
know
before
about
that, nevertheless, we never even got their names.
Oh my god!
Everyone's like, who are you guys talking
about? Abby Herbert, Josh Abby Herbert, everyone.
I cut you off.
No, y'all are good. We just jumped right in. It's very organic. But yeah, Josh and Abby Herbert, everyone.
Yay.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Yes, we're so glad to be here. Thanks for having us on.
This is actually, I gotta say, this is our first podcast, like physical podcast. We've only done Zoom.
Really?
Like remote.
So like, I'm over here like, how do I hold this microphone?
You want to be up real nice
ours
and close.
Ours is very chill. So like, you can honestly let the microphone chill out. Yeah.
Just
honestly, share a microphone if you guys feel uncomfortable.
Cuddle this guy if you want.
Okay, cool.
No, you guys are wait, so I do this thing. It's actually satire, but I'm gonna be very serious about this because you guys seem like you're in love. And I'm single, and I want to find my partner. What's your signs, both of you?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh no!
It's Cancer, is it?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Yeah, yeah.
And what would you think I am?
Please tell me you're not a fire sign.
I am.
I don't know what that means.
Run. Yeah. No, we're actually not compatible.
I'm an Aries.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Woo! What have your experiences been with Aries?
My ex is an Aries.
Oh.
It's such a fire relationship. It's beautiful, actually.
But it's actually Josh is nothing like an Aries, which he's like just
wait,
that.
This is insane. I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
I am very Aries, but like.
Are you? I don't think you are.
It takes a lot for me to get angry. Like it bottles up, and then when
maturing.
I get there,
yes.
Look out. Okay. It's like psycho.
That's very true.
But I don't really see it. You're composed with me. Like you're really good, but I've seen
because
it like.
Are you guys into zodiac signs? Like, do you guys.
Not really.
I'm not either, but I base my zodiac signs on people that I know.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
If I know a Taurus man, I'll be like, oh, you're great because my best friend's a Taurus.
Yeah. No. So,
But my ex is Aries, so I'm kind of like, are you going to throw the mic at me? I'm joking.
Never.
Aries men, they're amazing. They're very loyal. They're sweet. And just the most genuine human being ever.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, when they're upset with you, they're upset. So.
That is that. Yeah, that's true. I know when I've made him mad. Yeah, no, like, I'm really,
don't say anything, Ari. Don't say anything.
I'm very like emotional and very like anything sets me off, I'm quick. But then I can reel it back in and be so loving. And I love my family. I only want to be with my family at all times.
Yeah, you were here.
Yeah. She's a lot like if you've seen the Snickers commercials.
Oh, you're not you. And you're
that
hungry.
Is her. Yeah. Like
that's
I'm like,
way to put it.
I got
to
just give her a moment, walk away.
When's your birthday?
July 15th.
Oh my god! So what are you gonna do?
I don't know.
I have a special day planned.
I better be awesome.
It's such a lie. It's such a lie. It's nothing planned. What are we doing? July 15th. I don't know. We're very day-by-day people. So
right.
We
can't really schedule too far in advance with Poppy. It's just hectic.
I could only imagine. And you guys are based in
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you guys are doing it the right way.
Yeah, no, people really... I mean, I even started, like, with modeling, I started modeling at like 14, and everyone was like, you need to be in LA, you need to be in New York. And I had a great career in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Just traveling all over.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you, it doesn't matter where you are, where you're based, as long as you can get the work done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think, yeah.
That's actually
did it require a lot of traveling?
Or yes, Yeah. I traveled all the time. So before the world shut down and I lost my job and, you know, all the studios shut down, I was on a plane literally three, four times a week. Mm-hmm. And we only saw each other on the weekends. So like, it was great.
Yeah.
And then world shut down and we were together, both lost our jobs together 24/7. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was like, what's this app called TikTok?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I wanted to be a Vine star so bad. I can quote every single Vine.
No, I used to do Vine.
Oh, really?
After I started.
That's awesome.
You should've.
Yes.
It was so fun.
Yeah, I wanted to be that Vine star so bad, and then I just missed it. I was like at the end.
Yeah.
So then I was like, TikTok, is this my time? Mm-hmm. Is this my opportunity? Right. So I tried to do modeling stuff on there. No one cared. It got like 2 views.
Yeah.
Then I did one video with him. Literally a million views. I remember waking up, I was like, dude, I have 3,000 followers on TikTok from this one video.
I didn't want to do it. Like, no. I did all the, like, Facebook, Instagram was big when I was trying to promote my music.
Right.
And there was an app called Viddy, and it was prior to Vine.
We're too young for that. Okay. We're too young.
It was when I was in college. Yeah. And that was, like, I got pretty big on there, and, like, I was just kind of, like, over it, and then Abby's, like, trying to do these, I'm like, I'm not doing TikToks, like, stop, and then it just started taking off, and then we started eventually being able to make, like, an income from it, and I was like, all right, well,
let's try this. And you guys know, like, TikTok, you can blow up fast. Like, we got, like, a million followers in, like, a month. Like,
the virality is crazy.
It was the right time, too. Yeah. Like, world shut down, everyone was on their phones, everyone was downloading TikTok, and it was just the right time, so that's how... Oh, that happens.
So it's crazy. On TikTok, what do you, I hear you troll.
I'm a troll queen. Okay, yeah, so
let's get into that. How so?
I started my content, it was like super corny, cheesy, really gravitated towards like the younger like audience with like the pranks, and Josh is known as like the sass king on TikTok. So, and that's why I think we blew up. Like, we weren't doing lovey-dovey stuff. It was like him like being kind of like sassy and mean, but like, it was funny because everyone was like, my husband says the same thing. Like, they don't give me flowers every day. They don't kiss, like, I don't know.
It was more like, so, go do it yourself, babe. Like, that kind of stuff, like,
very realistic. Humor. Like, so that's how we blew up. And then randomly, I was like, I want a baby. So I was doing, asking him for a baby on TikTok, and people got really invested in it, and that's where it really blew up. So then I got pregnant, long story short, and then
I'm pregnant as well.
And then I found out very quick, mom influencers and mom talk, mom Instagram, it's brutal. Yeah. People, the opinions, everything wrong.
Everyone becomes a mother expert.
Yes. The advice just rolls in, the unsolicited advice.
Yeah. Everyone becomes experts on everything when you give anyone the power to say anything.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's crazy. We did a video and said her name was Poppy, and so many people were like, that name's terrible, it's an ugly name, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I let it go. And then one time I made a video and I was like, oh, her nickname's Poop. Like, I literally said in the video, her nickname is Poop. It went viral. People were like, that's the worst name ever. How dare you name your daughter Poop? It's like, oh, I got something here. So I just ran with it. And now people literally think her name is Poop. And
do you know? Okay. So when Noah was talking about you guys the other day, he was like, oh, like her child's nickname is Poot.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lovato? Do you know who Poot Lovato
is? That's why I named it after Poot Lovato, because I love Poot Lovato.
I thought it was based upon that. Okay, no, honestly, fuck what I have to say. I think her name is adorable.
Oh, thank
Cute
you.
Child. I'm
thank
happy you guys don't care.
Yeah, no, I'm the, like, could care less about anything. So I'm like, okay, TikTok, we know the comments are negative no matter what you post. Yeah. So why not just, I'm just like, I'll just feed into it. This just get more views. Yeah, exactly. It's just going to get more engagement because people love to tell you what you're doing wrong. So
just do things really wrong.
Well, and we're like feeding into it.
Yeah, and like my core audience, like my people that like truly follow me and like actually like me for who I am, and like Josh, they know what we're doing and they know it's all for fun, but like, the 90% of TikTok that's just wants to be mean and just sees it on their For You page. Yeah. And like, it just, it's fun. Like, I literally held up a blank envelope and was like, see guys, this is her birth certificate. It is, her name is Poot. And they believed it. It was just it was just an empty envelope.
Oh my God.
That just shows you the power.
People believe anything
you put on the internet.
This is true. As a person who's just as much as a troll as you are. I have said so many different narratives at this point, but I don't even know how tall I am. People think I'm 5'1". It's so cute. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the same.
They think Abby's like 6'4". They think I'm at least like 6 foot or something like that.
No, that's not true. I think he's like 5'2".
Who's taller in the relationship?
I'm tall.
You're taller? I love that for you. I love that for you.
I love tall queens.
She's a
stallion. So that was another thing why we blew up people. And that's where it all started. I was just making normal videos and they were like, oh, she's tall. Oh my God, LOL, she's so much taller than him. I was like, I'll run with this. And then now I'm like, I'm so much taller than my short king and being a tall queen. And so people come up to me in public, they're like, you're not that tall. I'm like, no.
It's trolling.
Yeah. I'm exaggerating it because people called it out and like we're trying to be mean about it. So instead of letting it affect me and make me sad, I'm like, I'll just be the troll on them.
Yeah. That's so hilarious.
Yeah, no, and that's just kind of
mean. That's actually so...
You have to go into it with that perspective. I feel like you have to go into it with like a, like, cause some people let like those comments like maybe we should change the baby's name. Instead, you're just like, shut up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no.
It's just
no,
so annoying.
I think too, like our point of life, like we're so beyond that like hurtfulness of like comments and stuff. Like
develop the thick skin.
It does nothing. Like exactly. We literally will post stuff and then we just go about our life. And you have to think the people who are commenting this. How sad.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
Well, you have to realize that it could be an 8-year-old on the iPad.
It probably is. And that's what's sad. And it's just...
You have no idea.
No. And it's like, I'm not going to let one comment affect my life and what I want. I enjoy making TikToks. I enjoy making content. Like,
there's more positivity, I'd say, like, out of it. Bringing joy to people. And
definitely.
People
putting a smile on people's faces.
I've tried to step back from trolling a little bit because I got really into trolling. I was like, maybe I'm turning into one. Like, I'm really turning into a troll. So I try to take a step back, but then I throw it in there a little bit, you know?
You have to mix it in. Yeah. Because it's interesting because your guys's like start with all this, with like TikTok and everything, is very similar to like my story and how like I started, like the start of the pandemic, I was bored, didn't know what to do, and I was like, let's try TikTok. Like, very similar. We were both pretty new to it.
Yeah.
Whereas he has been around for a while and he's been up in a good way, he's been like ups and downs. And so it's like, it's interesting to hear like...
Did you do Musical.ly?
Downs?
Yeah. Okay. I know.
Ups.
Downs.
He's only had ups. He's only had ups.
Yes, we only have ups.
But you guys are talking about like wanting to be a Vine. Like he was before you Vine, which is crazy. Like
you've been in this. And you're how old are you?
I do.
23.
Exactly. Similar. So it doesn't even see like...
Okay. Wow. You're making me sound like a veteran. I love it.
No,
I keep going.
You are a king.
Remarkable.
Actually, I think the first time I really watched you was your diss track.
Yes.
It was the school, right? The school setup. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Thank you.
That was a full production.
Thank you. Honestly, no. You see me in it?
Yes.
Without that Noah line and that one wink, I think the video would be like 1 million views.
How many views does it have?
Now it has 92 million.
92 million views. Yeah. Like,
you also drop a song.
Honestly, can y'all make a diss track?
Well, you know, he's a musician. Josh Sings.
Yes.
Dabble. I'm on a hiatus right now.
We were going to get to that because starting with you.
Yeah.
That's how like your whole
how we met.
Yeah,
right.
I've modeled. I started modeling at like 15.
How? Why'd you get into modeling?
So I was all about sports. Mm-hmm. I basketball, softball, volleyball, and I fractured my left and right L4 vertebrae in high school freshman year.
Jesus.
And I couldn't play sports anymore. And I was like, what the heck am I going to do with my time?
Yeah.
And people were always like, you know, you're tall and you know, thinner, like be a model. So we just found like a local modeling agency. I'm from a really small town in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And the closest city is Pittsburgh. So we just went up to the agency there, got signed, and like that's just how it happened.
Yeah.
Super like, yeah, there's nothing like crazy story about it. Just happened.
There's no like,
And then I met with this photographer who I did some test shoots with. And then he was like, hey, I know this guy who's shooting a music video. Like, would you want to be in it? Yeah. And then Josh can kind of go from...
My friend Dan, who you guys met, was directing it. And he's like, I was like, I need a girlfriend for this music video. He's like, okay, here's like 10 models. Sent me headshots. I was like, get that one. And it was Abby.
Sick.
And so we are. My joke is he like handpicked his wife. Yeah. But like, don't cancel us for that. Like, it's just a joke.
No, but we like met and super weird. I was like coming up the stairs and I didn't meet her yet. And I heard her laugh and I like recognized it kind of creepily.
Yeah.
But not creepy. Like it was sincere. And I was like, oh my God, like it was, all I can say is it was like fate. Like, I recognized her laugh, weirdly. And then I met her, we became friends and like stayed in touch.
Yeah. Twitter was big then. So yeah. Like, we were like Twitter friends and like Facebook friends, but like we were just in two different stages of our life. I was still in school. He was in New York trying to pursue music.
I was out of college already, like trying to pursue music, living on couches in New York, back in Pittsburgh, like here and there. And then,
finally, yeah, just, I turned 18, and he
I was like, hey, happy birthday. Would you like to go out to dinner? And crickets for a while.
Wait, so when you guys, like, first started on your first date, right?
Well, so I actually did not like Josh at all. Like, I thought he was a weirdo. I was like...
Felt that.
No, I was like...
Wait, wow.
No, I didn't. I felt...
Well, on set, I think you had a small crush. Like, it's...
Well, yeah, you're a good-looking guy. Like, obviously, he's good-looking. But I will be... This is not mean, because I've told you this a million times.
Uh-oh.
The height. It was hard at first, you know?
She's so real.
Ouch.
You're me.
Ouch. Yeah, I was, not ouch, but it's honest. It was hard. I was like, I don't know. But my mom always was like, do you remember Josh?
She was on set, her mom.
My mom met him.
And from day one, she was like, Team Josh.
So then let's just fast forward. I was like 19, partying super hard, just bad stage of my life. All my modeling agencies dropped me because I was just not... doing well. Yes, yeah. I was just not doing well. And then finally my mom was like, Abby, like, remember Josh? I was like, you know what? Fine. And I texted him. I was like, hey, like, how are you doing? Like, let's go on a, like to meet up, go on a date. And we did. And then literally I moved in 2-3 weeks later.
Wow.
Like, it was just...
Like, hey,
how much you pay her mom?
It's undisclosed, but yeah, it was a lot.
No, it's a crazy story. And I'll never forget walking to his house the first time on our first date, and he had his like cowboy boots on that had little heels.
And I had carpet flooring.
Well, they had
they're high Chelsea boots.
Yeah,
at least like a 2.5-inch left, sure.
Like a little Saint Laurent boot.
Real tight jean. They were Saint Laurent zip-up riot boot, maybe Saint Laurent.
We love Saint Laurant.
But real tight jeans, skinny. I used to wear the tight skinnies.
There you go.
He's got boots on in his house, like walking around on the carpet. And I was like, and then it clicked. I was like, oh, he's trying to be a little bit taller. So then I was like, it was meant to be. He was really trying. That's our story. And then literally moved in. I exaggerate. Like, I was being dramatic. Probably like 2-3 months later.
Well, you were like you were doing community college or something. Yeah. So you were like coming in and then going back to school like on the weekends or something like that.
And then I don't drink, but I did. And we kind of hit a rough patch in our relationship in the beginning because I was just drinking like crazy and like partying. And he was just like, hey, if you don't like stop, like this is not going to work out. Like,
Aries
this is
men don't like that.
No, he was like, this is not a thing. And then I immediately stopped drinking, got my life together, got signed with all my modeling agencies again. And then like life just went so well. That. So
were you like drinking and going out like without him? Like what?
No.
She would, like, so she did have a problem drinking, and she would just like drink till she got sick and blacked out. And like,
yeah,
she would, cancers?
Yeah. Wait, this is, it's probably a similar thing.
I see myself.
Yeah, we're besties.
But she would get very, like, change personality, like very angry, very cruel.
So mean, so sad.
Just, it wasn't her. And I saw that, and it was just like not her. And it really bothered me. And it got to a point where I had to give her an ultimatum. I was like, you got to stop drinking like it's not going to work between us. And
yeah.
I mean, once again, small town, I started drinking at like 13.
Yeah.
Like that's all, like that's what we did. Like there was nothing else to do.
Don't drink it.
No, do not drink. I love saying that I don't drink. And I feel like a lot of people on social media like ask me about it because they're like, how do you go out and like how do you be social? I'm like, just get a mocktail. Yeah. Like you can still have one in your hand or you don't need one to be social.
Take shots
You don't need to do anything. Yeah. So it was definitely like it was a weird
time. I think too, like I was really pursuing my music and I saw the potential in Abby and I was like
I
felt like we could, you know, do a lot and you know.
And it all worked out.
That's
and
awesome.
Here we are.
So how did music start with you?
So I played hockey my whole life. Okay. And it was really when I was in college, I would have my friends film me for YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I was doing like Justin Bieber covers.
Oh my God,
and
I wish we could pull those up. I think you hid them off.
I hid them. I can find them though.
He was viral on Facebook.
I did Boyfriend by Justin Bieber. It went pretty viral. 200,000 views overnight.
Okay.
This is like early YouTube days.
Yeah. Not
like,
92 million or how many millions?
Yeah, 200,000.
That's unheard of.
But yeah, it was like,
that's crazy.
I would have all my hockey teammates, like I'd set up cameras. cameras and stuff and be like, film this, like, what am I doing? And they're all like rookies. So I was like, just film me doing these YouTube
things. They were supportive. Like, they were like hyping you up.
Yeah, man. And they were all cool. Awesome. And
I think Josh hit it. I think he literally hit it off of YouTube.
I'll find it.
All right, we'll try.
Yeah, so I like pursued that really heavily in college, and then after college, like, was in New York and stuff, and just meetings with labels and stuff, and it kind of like died out.
Music's tough.
It's very tough. Brutal. And I was working for my family business. They build homes in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Still trying to pursue music, and then got an opportunity randomly through fate and opened for the Dixie Chicks in 2016.
He played Madison Square Garden.
So sick.
Yeah, so yeah. I went from playing like in front of like 5 people, maybe like 20 people around Pittsburgh, to playing in front of like 28,000, like towards the end of my set.
Literally opening at Madison Square Garden.
How was that?
Like, that's crazy.
Well, I have panic disorder too, which I'm pretty open about, mental illness. Mm-hmm. I've had it forever. So I don't like to be up in front of people. So then put yourself in front of people at Madison Square Garden, you can't get out.
Yeah, like, 28,000.
It's like being a rat in a cage, and it's a mental Olympics, but I got through it. Messed up some lyrics of my own.
No, but I hate to say this, but like, you were so new, like no one really knew you. So no one knew the song, so we knew the song.
What is he doing? It was the only way I can describe it for someone like me or someone who's never done it would be, I've never skydived, but probably a similar rush.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah,
it's like, it's terrifying yet like exhilarating at the same time. And when you come off that stage, you are just like at
so
this
high,
especially when you overcome with like mental illness and stuff. When you overcome that, even flying here, I don't like airplanes, and overcoming that is like, wow, you feel like powerful,
and you can take on the world. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. Did you rehearse going into that, or was it kind of like a last minute thing?
No, I had like 3 months, I think, to practice.
It was kind of last minute. It was not long.
I had 3 months to rehearse, and it was just me and my drummer.
Wow.
We weren't allowed like a full band, which made me a little more like anxious because having more people up there, it's like a little more comfy.
Definitely.
Well, they wanted just him, and he was I was like,
okay, that's fine.
I was like, I'll go on
and
stage.
I still brought my drummer.
I don't know how to play any we would be a killer band. I tried.
Abby, why don't you sing us something?
Wait, we did a TikTok of me trying to sing that Billie Eilish song, and it was so bad. It was so embarrassing.
You sang Ocean Eyes and just butchered it.
I can't. Cause it'll
no, no. Do it.
No.
Do the popular shit.
Good.
No.
Abby.
No, I can't. I want to rap. Teach me how to rap.
I can teach you how to rap.
Oh, please.
I can rap. No other.
What's that song? Oh my God, it'll come to me.
Super Bass?
No, I don't know that one. It was, oh my God. I'm just blanking. It was something about bubblegum.
Imagine her.
What's that song? Young Jock? Something with a pole.
Give me like the melody.
It's
hum it, Abby.
A-Town's finest, I'm the top notch glamour chick. Tell me if I throw it at you, baby, can you handle it? Pizzles causing Russian if I hate it. Wanna run their lips, step up in the club and have them whispering, God dang, she's thick.
Wow.
Take him to the bar. Hypnotic fantasy is on my list. Seductively moving my body, now watch your...
Wait, y'all practice this. No, y'all practice this. There's no way y'all can't be here.
Rock Your Hips is a song.
Holy Rock shit. Your Hips, covered by Josh y'all and Abby, coming out next week. So
sorry, I was just feeling that.
That was actually too good to be true.
I was into that for a second.
You guys are giving me hope in life, by the way.
Rock Your Hips.
So when you got pregnant with Lil Pootie, was it baby fever talking, or was like, oh my God, this just happened?
No, well, we were very blessed and very lucky. We were just like, hey, let's try for a baby, because once again, I wasn't thinking I was gonna have a child, because I thought modeling career was gonna go much longer, but then world broke down or shut down and everything that happened, we finally were like, yeah, let's start trying for a baby. And I thought it was gonna take some time, and it happened in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So anyone listening, you know, it can happen very quickly. So
and I have the worst baby fever too.
It's crazy.
Baby, it's a lot. I mean, we are so blessed and we love her so much, but it's a full-time job.
Yeah. I mean, it changes your life. Not only your life, but it changed your whole outlook on life. And
oh, I'm sure.
It's pretty crazy. Pretty wild. Like,
really? Okay. Yeah. So before having kids, how many kids did you want? Because the answer is probably different now, right?
No, like I grew up with, I've, you know, a big family.
Why are you eating the microphone?
Well, this is where you want it. You want it right here.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I'm like, it's going to sound real boisterous and nice and
boring. Okay, go.
Anyway, I've big families. I grew up around a lot of, you know, siblings and stuff. So I've always wanted like at least 3 kids or something, but saying that and having that's a lot different. You know, luckily if you can have kids, you know, it's a blessing. But I think too, like when Abby was like, I'm ready to get pregnant, like I'm not no spring chicken. I'm 32.
Right.
I'm getting up there, you know, and it's, you're never going to be ready. Like I was still like, no, I still want to like do stuff. And but part of me, like I want to be a dad. That's always been like, even since I was little, like I've always, like I looked up to my dad. So like, I've always wanted to be a father. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I think like, you know, I'd like maybe 3 kids, I think.
Three?
Five. Yeah.
I could so see
three.
I think eight.
Eight, nine.
Yeah. Well, I did a TikTok saying I wanted, we were going to have like 12 kids and people came for me for that. They're like, do not overpopulate. I'm like, my
we're gonna populate the world.
So
we're actually going for 7 billion.
So my grandfather is named Poppy. We call him Poppy, so that's how we got Poppy's name.
Right.
And he's one of 14. So like, you can have 14 kids. You can.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want 14.
How many
kids
do you want?
Yeah. How many do you want?
I go back and forth. So his sister has 4 kids, and it's like a zoo, but they're the best zoo ever.
Did you just call your kids a zoo?
they're watching this. I love you guys so much, but like, it's a zoo with them at all times. But they're so amazing. So
having just one, too, we're like,
never a dull moment.
No, I say three, but then it's like that third one might be left out till four. But then you could get to five, and then you could get to six.
I say six. I'm in a 3-person sibling group, and I have 2 older sisters, and I'm the baby.
14. Oh, I'm the same situation.
So it's
there's 14.
How did you like it?
So my, what are the age gaps? Mine's 5 years older and 8 years older than me.
Okay, mine's 1-1. Like, so it's literally, you crank them out.
Yeah, so like with mine, I was almost like an only child. I mean, growing up little, we hung, but they were in college and out of college when I was in like high school, so I was kind of like an only child in a way.
Okay. Mine was literally
14. I keep going back.
I just turned 21. My oldest, the middle sister is 22, and the other one's about to turn 24.
So you guys are all in the same boat, the kind of.
Yeah.
So it was 24, fun. 22, and you're 21.
He's 21.
Oh, wow. Your parents were just busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what we want.
Knock it out.
I think that's the best.
Yeah. I'd like to be like,
it was so fun.
We're not trying right now. So.
Wow.
Okay. Not trying?
Not.
We're trying.
Are
y'all open about that? Or
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, this is news to me. We're trying. I mean.
I'm ready. We're both ready, but like, not.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see you guys.
How is it, obviously, for the female, like you have to do the caring of the baby and everything. Like, how was that for you? Like,
it's a lot. I mean, we can get real into it. I still breastfeed her, like nursing. It's a full-time job, and I'm so lucky that we were able to do it. But like, he couldn't do much in the beginning because like she was just on my chest, like every 2 hours they nurse.
Right.
Every 2 hours. Yeah. So that was like full-time. And we're trying to wean her off now.
She's just so attached to Abby. Like,
she loves her mom.
She really likes her mom. Like, we'll hang and stuff, but like 10 minutes, she's like, mommy.
Yeah.
Like, she's very attached to Abby, so.
But I love it. I mean, we have the help, like with my mom, and his parents live so close. Like, we have help all the time. So it's like, it's not just me by myself. Any single mom out there that's like watching this or listening, like, amazing. I don't know how you do it because it is, it's hard. And like I said, I have all the help in the world. And there's days where I'm just like,
holy fuck.
Why did I, like, blessed to have this, but why did I do, like, why did I do this? Because it's a lot. So, and like I said, we're ready for another one. But like, you know, whenever that happens, we're happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it really is like, I think babies are like a beautiful thing. Like, I'm a I love kids. But you guys, or you, I don't know if you're involved in this or not, but you recently just released like a product or
the baby with a Pleiades, the dress.
Yes.
So
I assumed you weren't, because like
no involvement at all.
Super cute. So we did that for her. The first dress was for her first birthday. So awesome. I like, and that's another thing I got dragged for online, because I did a decently nice like first birthday party, and you know, people were like, why'd you do this?
Yeah.
And I want to give my little girl a cute. I never had birthday parties growing up, so if I can
and
do
when
it.
When she's older, you can show her the picture and be like, "Look what she did."
Exactly. That's it. She'll remember from the picture.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, we did the dress around that theme, and I have 3 or 4 more dresses coming out with this collab and little. I mean, I'm
so cute.
If I have another boy, or if I have a boy, I will be so blessed and happy. But little girls are just so cute.
Yeah.
And the clothes and the dressing.
I love being a girl dad, too. It's awesome. Yeah.
I'm sure there's part of you that wants a boy, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think, well.
Just to kind of experience both would be cool. That's but
exactly.
If not, you know,
I would be happy with another girl next.
Yeah.
And then maybe a boy.
that's how my family did it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's like, exactly.
Just so I can use those dresses and clothes a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have the boy.
And then you can launch some boy products.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Let's get into Iron Man.
Okay.
Because I'm still confused. Right. Yes. So you're going to be in the next Marvel movie.
So there's a...
I don't know if we want to get into this because...
I'll just do a quick snippet of it.
It can get long. This Iron Man is like...
I'll just do a quick snippet. So an Iron Man is a triathlon. So swim, bike, run. Mm. I'm doing a half. So 70.3 it's called. My friend signed up for it and kind of like coaxed me into doing it.
Okay.
It's a lot of training.
But Josh, when he gets into something, he goes full in.
So like I stop music completely.
I love that.
It's kind of like method acting in a way.
You went in.
Full in. All the gear. Everything I need to do. You got to live the lifestyle. Follow the people who are doing it. You know, you got to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I have that personality. Like I work out daily. Like it's good for me, good for my health, my body. This is a different type of workout than I'm used to. And I'm really liking it.
How long is the run?
So it's a 1.2 mile swim, open water, which I didn't know how to swim.
Fuck, are you a fish?
You're out there. It'll be in Lake Erie. So like, imagine like I freak out sometimes. Like, what am I going to do? You're in the middle of the water.
Wait, do you guys want to come to Sandusky, Ohio?
Wait, I would love to. So you're swimming in the ocean.
No, thank God. Okay. That'd be a whole other level. It's a giant lake.
There are those races where people like do
Hawaii.
Ocean.
The championships in Hawaii, and they literally
crazy.
And we watched
the
championship because he wanted to watch it, and the women were going, and they couldn't break through the waves of the water, so they had to turn back.
It's brutal.
They couldn't get through, so it's like, can you imagine all of that training?
Oh my God.
And then literally not being able to get through the wave.
Yeah.
So no, it's like a whole.
And it's like, but it's cool because. It's amazing to see like the threshold of what you think you can't do and what your body can't do and then what you can actually do.
Yeah.
Like for me, like running a 4 mile run, I was like, oh my God, that's far. Now I'm doing like 14 a day. You know what I mean? Like on a week.
Like obviously it's very like physically demanding, but more than anything, like running 14 miles is just boring.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's such a mental. You cannot have headphones.
Which is insane.
It's pretty much half mental.
So you're literally running and like, I did like long distance like as a kid, like I played soccer and like obviously like I'm running, playing soccer, kicking a ball, like you're not even thinking about it. But then when I would try to do fitness like on my own, I would go run like 3-4 miles to just kind of like get that edge like in the game. Hated it. Like had to listen to like a podcast, had to do something. And like even then it's like half the time I'm like, should I turn back? Like this is annoying.
I don't work out.
It's just you and that inner voice the whole time.
Crazy.
And,
but when you beat it, like that runner's high after, that's a real thing.
100%.
And how long is the run?
So the race is a 1.2 mile swim. You get out of the water, then you do a 56 mile bike ride, and then a half marathon, 13 mile run. Back to back to back.
15 miles as fast as you can.
I can
imagine
you.
Me doing that.
You could do it if you trained. You could.
I wanted to do it.
That's insane.
I can't even walk to the.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So that's your body doing. You start swimming. Like that.
Yeah, you start
that's swimming. Annoying.
Swimming's first.
Because that's like a full body workout.
Yeah, you take your suit off.
And it's about a 45 minute swim with my time. Like that's kind of like on the cusp of like normal swim time. So you're out there for 45 minutes.
It's like a 6 hour.
And then you bike while wet.
Bike's about 3 hours. Well, you'll dry off quick because it's going
to
be hot. Right. And then the run takes about 2 hours. You go.
You have to run for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's like a half marathon after. So it's like a 6 hour event.
After 56 miles.
Where do you go bathroom?
So
I'd go at that point.
You just
no
go
shame.
In your yeah.
Wait, are you
yeah,
sure you want to do
that.
This?
I'm pretty sure I like challenging myself as you guys.
What a feeling after,
it's really been good for your mental health and your anxiety because it's. But I will
gives
say,
you a purpose.
Yeah,
it's giving him something every single day because obviously we do social media together, but I'm kind of like. I do my like he has his own TikTok, like he's in my videos, but like I do TikTok, we do YouTube, like social media is like my thing. So this is really something for him to do every single day.
It's just like an outlet. I need some sort of outlet.
It's so time consuming, the training. It's like 24
hours. And with a baby, dude, it's so hard. Like, these are like 2 hour workouts a day, and even just having 2 hours to go work out before baby was kind of tough. With baby, it's a whole other level. A lot of times I get it in at night and I'm so tired.
I know you say you have baby fever, but like, your personal time is gone. It's gone.
Yeah. You have these little windows and you have to make the most of them.
It revolves around. I mean, it's the best thing ever. I'm just like, love it. But like, I don't remember what I did with my time.
We were lazy before. I mean, like, so lazy.
Yeah. So when is this race?
The race is July 24th.
Oh my God.
So it's coming.
It's 5 weeks away.
So you must be in like great shape right now.
I'm phenomenal shape, but I have a hip flexor problem right now on my left leg from overuse from running.
You're taking it easy right now?
So I'm still like swimming, lifting, and a little bit of biking, but the runs, I tried to run yesterday and it's really hurting. So it's tough because it's so close, but I'm in that great of condition. It's not going to do anything if I don't work out for a week.
Yeah, his coach was like, you're better off to like let it rest before.
Because it's really bugging me.
Have you done like, I mean, obviously, because it's like the race is a certain amount of miles, you probably are just training like more of that.
Correct.
So it feels easier. Have you done like a test race like with the exact
measure? Yeah, so the week, 2 weekends before we just came here, 2 weeks ago.
It was the fourth. I don't know.
And you completed it. And
you crushed it. Yeah.
The whole weekend event.
But it was tough because, well, actually, we didn't do the run. It was just the swim and the bike.
Okay.
But what was a game changer in that, it was a hot day. It was like 80 degrees.
Right.
I felt so weird when I came home after the bike. I just felt like I was very dehydrated. Mm-hmm. Cause it was so it's finding like nutrients.
How do you eat for that? Like
you just do like the gels. You got to get a lot of water in
you. Do you carb load the day before?
No, I eat pretty extensive daily.
Very clean with eating. And I'm like, where's Chick-fil-A? Where's McDonald's? Right. Where's Taco
Bell?
I
put in a lot of great stuff. Like I ate a lot of meat, tons of meat, tons of fruit.
We literally, it's so funny, we don't eat the same dinners. Like I spend-
I cook steaks, I cook a mean steak.
I spend $10,000 on DoorDash, like-
I can see it.
Daily, like, yeah. I don't generally eat that stuff.
I DoorDash every meal.
I agree.
And he cooks his own thing, and I go through Jimmy John's, Five Guys, and Chick-fil-A every, like I just swap, like breakfast, lunch, dinner.
That's insane.
So he did.
So I just look at
him. I see so much of you guys in my last relationship. He would eat like chicken and rice, and I'm like,
ew.
It's Chipotle.
I'll do Chipotle.
That's Chipotle. Chipotle.
Like, who eats chicken and rice? Just like, ew.
I mean, I don't really eat chicken and rice.
No, like, if you throw some you know, spicy mayo on there, it's just like, crazy, right?
But they probably don't do it. Like, Josh doesn't do that.
Because I was at Zoo Culture, and Bradley Martin was telling me, like, things I should eat and things I should stay away from. And he was like, yeah, like, you can honestly eat salads with no dressing. I go, no dressing?
No dressing?
Is that what you do as well? You don't use dressing?
He doesn't do any condiments.
So I like ketchup here and there, but I'm like, I've been actually changing my diet up during this thing because I'm trying to see mentally what helps me with anxiety and what's fueling my body. And I actually cut out all veggies and all greens for the past 2 months.
Athletic greens.
I cut it all out. Just testing this out. And I'm really enjoying it. So I eat like a lot of fruit, honey, a lot of meat, white rice because it's low in arsenic. Yeah, but I'm really enjoying this. Like, literally no vegetables. Like, I eat an avocado a day. It's like the only thing green. I'm just trying it. I was all veggie before.
Yeah.
I feel a lot stronger and a lot more mentally calmer and stable on this diet. I'm just kind of testing out to see what works for me, because what works for me is going to be totally different from someone else.
All that matters. Like, I feel like that's everything in, like, sounds so corny, but, like, everything in life. Like, what works for you? Like, but it's really true. Like, even with, like, I do a lot of things with, like, this skincare world, and like I have people like critiquing like my routine. I'm well, this helps me.
Yeah,
like, this,
you like it. Who cares?
I'll try their thing because I'm like not like super like close-minded, but I'll try it. And I'm like, that didn't work.
That's my number one thing when I do anything on Instagram. I always remind people, like, this is what works for me, and it might not work for you. I had severe cystic acne. When I turned 20, I out of nowhere, like never had acne and out of nowhere just came on my face and...
Wait, what?
Wait, what? I wasn't going to say anything.
And cut.
I was going to let it slide.
And cut.
Is it on here? Did you see my face? The movie's like, I wasn't going to say anything.
Wait, what came on your face?
I think it's time to end the podcast right now. No, it's just...
Continue.
I see a lot of me in her.
So I just had acne all over my face, and I healed it my way, and everyone was like, how did you do it? How did you do it? And I would tell them, they're like, well, it's not working for me. I'm like, well, yeah, because you're not me.
Yeah.
Like, it might not work for you. And same as same as like having a baby. It's like, how did you lose the weight? It's like, what works for me is not going to work for you. Like, mm-hmm. It's very tough.
100%.
It's very tough.
So TikTok is like, before TikTok and all that, mm-hmm. did you guys have social media? Like, or was this, because you wanted to do Vine.
Yeah.
So like, did you have a Vine account? Like, did you start
posted. I was just a big fan. It was like a ghost
account.
Gotcha.
I was a fan of everyone.
We had social media and it was pretty much Instagram. And Abby, I had like 20,000 followers like during my music days.
Oh,
and Abby only had like 8,000. I always saw her profile. I'm like, you should have like millions of followers. Right. Like, how do you have millions?
She really tried to like help me become an influencer and I just didn't want it. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't want to do this. But I started noticing towards the end, like every time I went to a casting for modeling, you always had to put how many followers you had.
Yeah.
Mm. So like, and that was 2015, 2016.
Imagine how it is. Wow.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Modeling agencies aren't even like booking models anymore. They're turning into talent influencers. Yeah. So it's just a whole.
Can't beat them, join them.
Different world now.
You gotta adapt. And I feel like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just fun. Like, the like people that are so like closed minded to like making content. Yeah. It's like, why? Like, everyone does it nowadays.
I know. And we're not super crazy with it. It's like, I'll just film what I want and whatever I post. And like, we're not on our phones 24/7. We're not like, people think that. And
you know,
like,
how to unplug.
And we're like, we're just normal people. And I just make videos of my life and post them online and somehow just have followers.
Right. And the best thing about it is like, what I've realized, like, no matter what you post, no matter who's posting, like, because I've had people come up to me and they're like,
you're so messy. Sorry, continue.
I've had people come up to me and like, I've had, with what I do with like soccer, like I've had like soccer coaches come up to me and be like, yeah, like I want to make content, but how do I do this? And then there's like older guys and they're like, but I would never. And I'm like, there's an audience for everything. Like, I promise you, they're like, anyone will watch anything, because there'll be soccer coaches out there. They'll be like, I don't know what drills to do this week on my team.
Yeah,
like,
do it.
I'm sure like young couples that have a kid watch you guys and are like,
My demographic's wild. It's literally moms, but then it's young kids because of Josh. And then it's 20-year-olds who are just like my life and like just me.
Exactly.
But then there's the moms and then there, it's all over the place.
And that's good.
Yeah. Soccer, you were on my FYP of, I sent it to Maxwell. It was, they were like saying like what you did in, oh my gosh, I'm so, where were you just at?
London. For soccer.
Soccer. They're like, he's going to get just drafted the word. I don't know. I don't know what the word, but they're like, he's the superstar. He did so well. Like, he needs to go. Everyone was tweeting about you. So.
That's awesome.
You might be leaving this and going playing.
Wait. I agree. I think he's a talented soccer player. But multi-time.
Just go to London.
Do it remotely.
So do you think you would? Do you think you want to go do soccer?
Oh, he's crazy.
What'd you say?
You want to do soccer? Like, do soccer, play soccer?
Obviously, that's like.
Football is life.
It is. And obviously, that's like what I wanted to do since I was a kid. But.
But why would you pass up what you have right now? Like,
exactly.
And I know people don't understand that's not
people
in
don't.
It. But like, this is the best job, best career ever. So take it,
but
like, do it.
Well, multitasking.
You can do it all. You can do everything.
That's where I was kind of leaning is like people want to be influencers. People want to like do everything they can to like get famous, make content. And it's like, I kind of was just like, just happened for me. And I kind of was just like shoved into it. So like now I'm kind of. I just want to do everything I can to take advantage of like the opportunities that I
1,000%.
Have.
1,000%. Because would do it.
I don't want in 5 years to like not be as relevant and then be like, oh, I could have released this product. I could have launched this. Like so many, like, I just don't want to regret anything. So I'm trying to do everything I can, like make sure I've done everything that I can with the opportunities that I have now.
Soccer's
and then, like,
always there. Football.
I just turned 21. I just turned 21.
Yeah,
so I literally
you
like,
got a lot.
I don't think soccer, that chapter is not closed.
I feel like we're very similar with that, because people are always like, why don't you model anymore? They think modeling's this amazing, great thing. And I mean, it is, but like, I would do this a million times over modeling.
Yeah.
And take advantage of this now.
Right.
Like you said, creating things, collabing and just working with brands that I would dream of modeling for. Now I'm working with them as a creator and being able to control that content and control it and make it. So I really
like the modeling industry is such a scary place.
It's brutal.
It's actually
brutal.
Like, Well, the stories that I've heard.
Yeah. No, I got dropped from New York because I was too fat.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was 18.
There's videos about like people like you know, recording on their phones and like the people that are trying to book them, like, you need to lose weight or like, you
know, like, oh no, my agent literally texted me, and it's so funny because he wants to sign me now. And I'm like, no.
You goofy.
And he literally dropped me and told, like, dropped me from the agency. And before he dropped me, he was like, you need to stop eating. He said, stop working out. He was like, walk everywhere in the city in New York. And 18 years old, I had to send him pictures of what I ate all day. I ate one rice cake, and he was like, oh good, that's great. Like, eat some ice cubes too, like, to stay hydrated. Yeah, no, it was
goofy.
Yeah. But now he's in my DMs like,
insane.
Hey, like, what's up? What's up, babe? XX, like, how you doing?
You won't say his name.
No. Let me talk to Maxwell first.
That's crazy. But Jesus. I think that's where it's like, There's a slight difference of like where, like, when you grew up doing modeling, and like, I think modeling is kind of like in a similar industry of like the entertainment space where it's you know, it kind of feeds into, like, modeling can go into being an influencer, influencer can go into being modeling and like all that stuff. Whereas like growing up playing soccer, I was kind of oblivious to the rest, like, of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so like when you say that you would 100% rather be doing this over... I'm kind of opposite in a sense of like, if I could, like, if a Premier League team reached out, I would move to London in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But anyone listening?
It's not, it's not as easy as people think.
No, yeah, like, exactly.
My game against like, in a charity match, like, that is, it's a little different than going out and playing against
the
top notch,
the top
teams
in the
world.
And I don't want to like say hate on modeling in general. Like, I had a thick skin. I was able, like, I knew that, like, why would I ever want to work with that person anyway? Yeah. So, like, I knew it wasn't for me. And I've worked with amazing companies and with modeling and had amazing agents. So, like, you just have to be with the right team and 100%. The right people. But I mean, it's a hard industry, and that's why when, like, girls message me like, how do I get into modeling? I'm like, can I help you become an influencer? Let me help you with that, because modeling's it's tough.
Do you think the modeling space like is taking a turn for the better in a sense, or do you think
they put on the front? I mean, you know,
they are reaching more influencers who are building their own careers, but then they're still like,
I mean, don't get me wrong, I would love to model for like Sports Illustrated right now. Like, I love to model, but now I'm just glad that I have the opportunity to pick and choose who I work
the power
with.
Of
like,
no.
Before I was like, any job, like, go in here, go in there. It's definitely, I hope there's change, but I mean, like, look at Victoria's Secret, look at, you know, they're trying, but is it making a change? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like, it's very, I don't like the power of saying no is like very important. And like, I mean, I recently have gotten into like, not recently, like it's been quite a while now, like over like a year and a half, where I like decided that I really want to like explore the world of fashion and like do like modeling and stuff like that.
Love that.
And I am not exactly the perfect model type, you know, like I'm not, you see guys on the runway and it's like, I don't look like that. And
but I think that's what's, like,
yeah, that's
I think
what
that's what's
you,
powerful
yeah,
and different.
That's
exactly.
I mean,
that's,
you
that's,
know?
That's why like, I like, luckily I'm in a space where it's like, I don't have to look this certain way. Whereas like, because of my following, I will be able to like say yes and no to things, which is nice. And like, I don't want it to ever be the latter and be like, okay, in order to model for this brand, I have to look this way. And
yeah,
it's like,
Yeah,
so it hasn't come to that point, which is nice. And I've modeled and done amazing things with amazing brands I never would have dreamt of. But it's like, it's definitely been in a different, not the
you're
traditional
like,
way.
I was gonna say, you're in the influencer modeling space. That's where I want
definitely.
To be.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get out of that
traditional
where
way.
You go to set, you're there from 8 to 5, you're getting paid $100 an hour, you're a mannequin, you have no say of anything, and they have full use of your image, your face, you don't know where it goes. Like, that's like the modeling I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So I think we're in a good spot.
Yeah, no, you're
killing it. Killing it. Now, considering Poppy is a baby.
Yeah.
Well, when she's older.
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to be a little influencer icon? Are you guys gonna still put her in?
Yeah. Videos? What do you think she'll think of the video? Like when she comes back.
That's
she's
like, a mom to
live. It's definitely like a topic that everyone hits on. I'm like, if I had one follower, I would still be posting every single thing that I'm posting. Like, it's not, I don't post stuff because I have a following. Like, my sister is on Facebook posting, we're posting all our family stuff. Like, that's not gonna change, but I mean, my way of thinking is, people are like, aren't you scared of like, there's creepy people out there, there's scary people out there. I could leave my house and there's scary people. Yeah. I can't think that way because then I wouldn't leave my house. Yeah. You know, so my way of thinking is we have our boundaries with posting with her and, you know, we feel comfortable where we're at. And whenever she starts literally saying yes, no, if I have my phone, I'm like, hey, Poppy, you want to do a hey, Pooter, you want to do a video? And if she says no, yeah, no. Yeah. Like, we're not.
It would never be anything forcible. And if she wants to do stuff, like, sure, but.
Film where you don't eat.
Yeah. It would honestly be monitored, too, because as a father, you become very overprotective.
Right.
This instinctual thing comes out. So, for sure, and Abby and I have had a lot of conversations because sometimes I get a little itchy skin and stuff when. There's a lot of videos and stuff and she's out there and I just get
it's getting weird now that we're going out. Like we're not in LA, we're like Pittsburgh. So like people notice us a lot because they think we're in LA. So when they see us, they freak out that we get noticed. And but then they go after her.
They'll like come up to her and be like, hey, and she's a baby. So she'll like reach out. And
so that's where we
get a little like,
we're like,
that is terrible.
You know, even though I put her online, like I put her on my socials, but like she's still a baby. She's still, and it's hard also at the same time, like, you know, meeting people and understanding, like, are they just trying to hang out with us to like make content and like
transactional,
you know, or are they?
And that's not how we are because like we're not really in that world. Like we're just used to like genuine people and like we try to be so genuine.
Yeah, we live in Pittsburgh. Where no one's making content.
And we have no interest in like a transactional thing. So like we're just not used to that. So it's like we haven't really ran into anything like that.
And on YouTube, we struggle with YouTube because it's that 10-minute long format of our life where. Our life is Poppy, so we kind of are trying to find that balance of YouTube. TikTok, I'm like, hey, they're my quick little videos, 10, 15 seconds.
Right. Yeah. Like the long form stuff. We're trying to make like more us because that's how it started.
Right.
And that's another thing. We feel I feel good knowing we had the following before Poppy. Like, we didn't blow up because of her. Like, our whole, like, if we took her offline, obviously, right the second, we'd probably lose some followers, which is fine, because that's just weird in general if you're only following us for our daughter. But, like, I hope that people generally follow us for us as well, and, like me, like him, and just like us as a family. Family channels are very controversial. Thank you.
Controversial.
Let's give them a base family.
Oh, yeah, what are you guys
saying? Wait, do y'all... Okay, being like a family. Okay, one first, just a quick answer. What's your favorite platform to post on?
TikTok.
Instagram.
He doesn't do TikTok.
I do stories a lot. I like all my training.
He has 1 million followers and he hasn't posted in like 6 months.
I keep people waiting. Keep them sweating.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I say.
Keep them sweating. Then pop out a video randomly.
I feed them so much.
You do a lot of content. I went down to one a day on TikTok. Yeah. But I get anxiety if I don't post every day on TikTok. I post every single day.
I feel lazy.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I'm not doing my job. It's my job.
Oh
my
God. But like I'm pretty much like on hers daily.
And
so it's
I'm the first to admit I care about views. I do.
You're not the first to admit.
A lot of people, like, I don't care if it gets views. I'm like, as long as it gets over a million views, I feel like I did my job. Yeah. That's me. Is that weird?
That's so funny.
I think differently from you because I got the views so like for at least like 5 years. It's more so like the engagement and like if people like the video. So if my video got like 500K views, I'd be like, okay, that's fine. But if it got like 300K likes, I'm like, okay, so you guys like the video.
Oh, that's a good way of thinking.
Engagement's big.
For me it is. Because like
you've been on it so long and TikTok, it's the views. You see that one, the million. Yeah,
the M.
The M.
You hate the K after.
Yes, I hate the K. I want to see the M. And it's terrible. Like, and I hope, and my way of thinking, I'm like, hopefully that means that I love my job and because I want to do good. I want people to like my
content.
It's
good to be obsessed, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like.
You're a hard worker. You are.
Thank you.
That's good.
I appreciate it. But yeah, no, that is my number one thing. I'm like, I care about the content. I want it to do well. And TikTok has made that view count really hard because. No other platform has that type of.
You know what's so funny that you're making me realize a lot right now is that people like There's influencers who like, there are people who are clout chasers, but I'm like, we all kind of want the same thing to be successful in this industry.
Yeah.
Of course we all want our videos to do well. Of course we want, who doesn't want,
right.
No, news? Exactly.
But a lot of people, it's not normalized to talk about because then people make, like, people like get icky about it. And, like,
it's the way people go about it.
Yeah.
Like, the way people go about it. If you're super like overly like desperate for those views, then it's like,
no, like, you know, I'll do any type of video, and I just want it to, like, do, I just want it to perform and do well, because
that's natural.
Modeling, if I go on a set and a shoot, in the if I'm looking at the photographer and I can see he's whispering and, like, rolling his eyes, like, I'm not doing my job, I'm not doing well. Same as TikTok, like, if I post my content, it's not doing well, it's like, that doesn't make me feel good, because I took the time and effort to make the content, to make, you know.
Yeah.
So, that's for, like, for us, and we don't ever, like, collab. Once again, we're in Pittsburgh, so, like, this whole new world of, like,
well, we collab with each other.
That's all you need. All you need. Couple stuff does well on everything. And it's like, I just talking to you guys, like, obviously you guys have amazing personalities. There's no doubt that you guys are going to be successful no matter what you guys do. But, like, the creative and inspiration side of it, like, do you guys follow any other, like, family channels, creators? Like, what do you guys think of, like, the Ace family?
I don't know anything about, like, that. Abby watches.
He knows nothing about social media. I'll be honest.
Yeah, like, really. I
the videos we do, I tell him the idea. Doesn't watch my content. He doesn't know what I say in the videos.
Yeah.
I just tell him the idea.
She's like, hey, we're filming a TikTok. And I'm usually like,
like, the one I posted that one challenge yesterday of the,
what do I have to do?
Where you hold it and he spun me down. It's the Footloose song. You know what I'm talking about?
Footloose.
I don't want them to get demonetized. But I don't know. It's a trend. And, like, we did it, but on the top, because I was like, little more engagement. I said, trying to see if I can do this trend with my short king. Or with a short king.
Right, you have to.
Yeah, a little engagement. Yeah,
wait, you're such a cutie. I love you.
Meanwhile, I'm just standing there. I'm like, okay, what do I have to do?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, you're done. I'm like, all right.
I'm like, on set now. Action. You're done.
That's it.
So, Ace family and stuff like that. I'm not into YouTube. Like, even though we post on YouTube, I don't know YouTubers. I know of the Ace family.
Right.
I personally, but I don't know, because this is just my opinion, because people might not like my content. I don't like their YouTube content. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they do on TikTok, but, like, I mean, there's just very based around their children and their kids, but that's what they do. And that works for them. But for us, I just don't want a video being like, oh, Poppy got scratched, and it's a thumbnail of her, like,
yeah, and if it comes to, like,
and they did something similar to that. So, like, just really, yeah, just to mean, it's just not like something
we're trying to do opposite of that, where we're trying to push the brakes more on Poppy
but
in the
I'm
videos.
Not, I don't want to, because I'm not innocent. Like, there, I mean, my content revolves around Poppy in some way, so, like, I don't want people, like, to say that I'm being.
No, it's natural. You want to have your daughter.
Like, if
your daughter
falls, you're not gonna be like, "Honey, get the camera."
No, she fell. God, no, it's not one of those things.
She's like bleeding out on the ground.
Yeah,
camera.
No, and that's
you
what
getting this?
That's what they do.
That's crazy.
That's what, and I can't imagine. Like, we had a situation where I had a miscarriage a couple weeks ago, and I know another couple that, like, filmed the whole thing. Like, they did something similar. And I was just, like, telling Josh, I can't imagine being in that situation, what we went through, and filming in the hospital bed, filming through.
Jesus.
And
think of filming.
No, you don't, like, think of filming. But you can get lost in it.
There's a different balance of, like, you filming it to show
educate, and you can sit down and talk about it after. That's what we do a
Abby's
lot.
Did,
but
yeah.
Like, while your wife or girlfriend is going through that, I don't think she would want you to grab the camera.
Yeah, like, as you're getting the info.
I wouldn't even, think
I No, we don't think that way.
Like, as you're being told.
The only time we film, like, in the hospital is, like, the birth. Because that's exciting.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like that.
Yeah. So, no, there's that. We're trying to find that. She got cut out of me, so we couldn't film that.
Yeah. Okay,
it was a bit.
But that almost makes your content, I feel like, more, I don't even know if I would say respectable. It makes it more, like, authentic. And it makes it very, like, it's real. Like, it's you guys.
Yeah.
And it's, like, you're not really getting, because if you're not really watching anyone, like, this is all the ideas going on in your head. So it's, like,
I scroll my For You page all the time, just trending sounds. I'm like, how can I make it relatable to me?
Right.
I mean, like, I follow you guys. I follow, like, Chris.
Chris Olsen.
Chris, the trend right now on TikTok, getting crisp. Have you seen that thing where you make up a lie like crisp?
Well, I'm gonna do that today.
I'm doing that today.
Oh, yeah,
great idea. So no, I just my way of thinking, I just go on TikTok, scroll my For You page, and then save videos where I'm like, oh, I like that. I want to twist it and make it to, I favorite it.
Right.
And then twist it to make it to my own way.
Of course.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Us Cancers. Yeah. Fucking crazy.
I'm like, how can I just make it? I do my same three jokes. Josh's height, Poot's name. What's my other one? Maybe I do two.
Yeah, I think you only have two.
Maybe it's two.
I'm claiming you're related to.
Oh, yeah, I'm related to. You want to do a relation video?
I would love a relation video.
Yeah, we'll do one.
I'm so down.
She's one of the 14 kids.
Wait, what?
Yeah, or yes. Yeah, so
is that the joke?
Chris Olsen's my brother. Do you know Chris Olsen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Chris. So he's my brother. Yeah, Noah's my cousin. Is. But do you see a lot of people are doing that now? That their relation is working. It's working.
Yeah. It gets people to talk. Like,
yeah, there's Chris.
Oh, the gay guy.
Yes, Chris. Yes.
We love Chris.
He's
so funny.
He comes to Pittsburgh a lot, so he's aww, he's a great guy.
Me the gay guy.
Yeah. he's wild. Really? We love Chris. But awesome. That was kind of my thing for a minute, just making up lies.
Oh my God, I love lying.
We love a good lie.
We love a good lie. I love lying to men too. It's so fun. I'm joking.
Love it.
Can we ask Noah how many kids he wants?
Oh yes, I did that TikTok that went so viral when I was like, when my cousin is ready for a baby.
Definitely. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And people were like, oh my god, Noah's baby. So,
are you ready for a baby?
No.
What do you think realistically?
You'd be such a good dad.
Do you think like 5 years? Of course. Years?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, especially with like.
But when I was 21, if I had, like, I was married.
Like, I just don't know what I'll be doing in 5 years. Like, I genuinely don't know what I'll be doing. Like,
10 years. Yeah, 10 years.
I don't know what I'll be doing then either. It's hard to tell. Like, I don't have, like, a concrete answer. Like, it's one of those things, like, when I'm ready, I'm ready. Like,
okay, so if ready for a baby right now, would you say yes?
No.
No, okay.
Of course not. Yeah. I just turned 21, but, like,
I didn't have one until 10 years after your age. So.
I love babies. Yeah. I love babies. Of course, like, I want, like, when I'm ready, I'm going to be ready. Like, yeah, much as my wife
is
willing to pump them out, like, yeah. I'm all game. Like, it's her choice at the end of the day, but, like, I want 2 to 4.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's
good
number.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I want as many as it takes to get both. Gender. Yeah.
There you go. Oh my God, you might be like, getting like 7 or 8.
I want a boy and a girl. Like, I have to experience life with both.
Yeah. First, what do you want the first one to be, if you could choose?
I could care less what the first one is, honestly.
You want a little pooter. She's so cute.
I do want a little pooter, but little I also girl. Want a little Noah just running around.
Great name, by the way. That was my dog's name growing up.
What was it?
Noah?
Noah was my dog's name growing up. I love that name.
Oh, hell yeah.
So we were going to name Poppy Noah at one point, and then he was like, is that a little
like weird? N-O-A.
N-O-A for cute. A girl?
Yeah. I love guy names for girls and girls names for guys. Yeah. I think it's so
cool. Her middle name's James.
Yeah, Poppy James.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Just don't call her PJ, please.
Paige.
What's her PJ?
I don't know. I just.
You don't like it?
I like pajamas.
Come here, pajama.
Yeah.
PJ. All right, guys. The game is Jinx. There's two teams of two, one at a time. Partners will be given a category. Partners will then link pinkies and count down from 3, 2, 1, etc. With the hopes of saying the same word as your partner. After 3 tries, if the partners aren't able to say the same word, they don't get a point, and it's the next team's turn. First team gets 3 points to win.
Oh.
All right, guys. First category is body parts.
3, 2, 1. Bussy. Femur. Fuck.
Wow. What did you say?
What'd you say?
You said bussy.
I love
what I said bussy.
And what else we had? Femur?
I said femur.
Wow.
Why would I say femur? I don't know.
Well, you have 2 more tries.
Because I thought you were going to say something that like, I was thinking.
But if I would have said bussy, then like,
this is something that I'm thinking because you know how I think.
Okay, so is that the strat now? Something that you would be thinking?
Yeah,
one more time.
2 more tries.
1, 2, 3. Let me think.
No, don't think. Just go. That's the fun part of it.
1, 2, 3.
Dick.
Wow, 1 punch.
There's so many words for it. I was going to say like.
That's funny that you guys said the same word though.
I know.
Oh my God, now this is going to look.
So are we body parts?
No, we're not body parts.
This is a different category.
All right, guys.
Next category.
Their category is Disney characters.
Wait, give me a second.
Disney characters.
I love this one. This is a good one.
All right, now I'm thinking movies, so we have to say character.
You guys can't plot it.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
they
get ready.
They say characters, not movies.
Yeah, okay, ready.
Disney characters. So it could be a princess. It could be.
Really hard. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Luca.
Luca is Pixar.
Oh, shit.
Is that still
two more tries?
You have 2 more tries.
Run it back right away.
No. Three, two, one, Aladdin.
That's a movie.
It's two strikes for average.
Crushing me over here.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Let's go for what you said. Ready? Three, two, one, Jasmine.
Is he trolling us? No, you're trolling us.
Why'd you go Jasmine off of
Aladdin?
And I said Beauty and the Beast.
That's a movie.
So I said Beast. Okay,
I saw both the thought process.
I see both sides.
Yeah. We're not on the same page.
Okay.
Holidays.
Easy.
Holidays, let's go. What
about that's it? Easy.
Yeah.
Light work.
Easy.
Light
work. One, two, three.
Valentine's Day.
Light work.
We were talking. Oh, we filmed yesterday, and you were talking about how much you want a good morning text.
So what did I say Valentine's Day? Single.
Yeah.
But maybe you want
that's
that.
Your worst holiday.
Let me get this again. You can't repeat either.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Halloween.
Holiday.
One more. Wait, give me a second.
Okay, there's only like one more big one.
I was gonna say Christopher Columbus Day. I'm glad I didn't say it.
Were you gonna actually say that?
No.
Okay, but I didn't say it.
There's like one more big one.
I think there's one more big one.
That's cheating.
Yeah, that is cheating.
No,
that's
okay.
Let's just do it.
One, two, three. Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We won't even give us that.
That was good.
All
right.
But like, guys, I got it.
All right.
So we're down
to
2-0.
Disney characters are so hard.
To be fair, I should have said that. It's okay. Like, so let's do animals. Animals at a zoo.
Animals at a zoo. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Or on a farm.
Yeah. Zoo. One? Let's do zoo.
Animals at a zoo.
Three, two, one. Tigers.
Ah, close. What?
Okay, ready?
Three, two, one. Elephant. Yes!
One more.
They got it.
Let's do one more. Let's do one more.
No, we're gonna eat them up.
One more each. One more each.
You gave us the category.
Okay. Oh.
Your category is nuts.
One, two, three. Almonds.
Because
we did that.
Hey, well played,
Disney
guys.
Character.
Well played.
Can we have redemption?
Ball. What
ball?
Wait.
Disney characters is hard.
Okay, fine. Give me an easy one, Frank. Give me an easy one.
What about fruits?
Okay.
That's easy.
Oh, yeah, and you're like a connoisseur.
I'm a fruit, yeah. What is it? Ready?
Three, two, one.
Pineapple.
Oh, wait, no.
She knew what you did.
Pineapple. Okay, ready? Just waiting on my cube.
All right, run it back.
You're not the beanbag. You're going to have to get a new beanbag.
That's the cutest thing ever because you were so much. I'm going to get them with this.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Strawberries.
Apple. Okay, you're
talking. Oh, I would have gone apple.
We suck.
Does that mean we win?
We're more compatible.
We have one more.
Restaurant chain.
Do you think what I'm thinking?
I think so.
Okay, I hope so.
Okay, let's go.
Don't let me down. One, two, three, boa.
Yes!
If we were going to say one, I would have said
Applebee's.
I was going to say Outback.
I was going to say boa or saddle.
We're not on the same page.
Applebee's. Hate coffee.
Coffee's so good.
Hi.
Hi,
Poot.
Oh, she's shy.
She's camera shy. You're famous, though. You're used to it.
Hey, Poot. Say hi. Can you say
she said, what the hell is that?
She said, where my invoice? I'm not speaking until I get paid.
Can you say mama?
You've got Hollywood on us, Poot.
I know.
Hi.
Can you say mama? She likes the light.
Yeah.
Hi.
Like babies are so silly.
Hi, Poppy.
They're so funny. Like, what's going on in that head?
She's like this.
Elevator music. It's baby.
Oh, you like this? Oh, you want to say
Cocomelon?
Hey, did you guys go to a Cocomelon
concert? We did go to a Cocomelon concert.
I don't know.
It was the worst hour of my life.
I want to figure out what Abby said's grabbing.
When she had so much fun. She might ruin the set.
Before this podcast, we were all a bit tired. You felt it. And you offered us some like, what were those?
It's a honey stinger. Okay. No affiliation. But I'd like a sponsorship. So it's just like a quick energy boost, especially for training and, you know, during long things, but mainly honey and a little boost energy.
He loves some energy.
Yeah.
Okay. Natural energy.
Wait, so speaking of like caffeine and like natural energy.
Yeah. Never had coffee before.
Like
I didn't grow up with it. Like my parents don't drink coffee.
She hates the smell of it. Like I drink it daily. And
this is crazy.
She hates it. Anything like a warm drink just sounds like who drinks.
Do you like hot chocolate?
No. Oh, that's anything absurd. Anything warm just gross.
That's oh absurd. My God.
Why would you like, drink something?
Okay, because I was relating to you for a while because yeah. I hate or I grew up, my parents don't drink coffee. Yeah. Like, I never grew up with coffee. And then literally like less than a year ago, we were going to Milan together and then we were at the airport. And I was like it's I love the smell of Starbucks. I just can't do the taste of coffee, which is weird. And he put me onto this one drink.
Drinking a set.
Oh, it's good. It's yours. It's yours.
Take it.
Yeah, I was like, she's going to take it.
It's yours now.
It's all yours, baby.
And so he put me onto this drink. And then I loved that drink. And I was like, wait, maybe I should like branch out a little. So I started trying different things. And now I'm hooked with like a good old fashioned, just like iced vanilla latte.
I'm really, I can like find a coffee for
he put me on. He put me onto the white mocha.
Okay.
And it was amazing.
Tony.
Hi.
I just can't.
Yeah,
I just,
she doesn't like it. I just can't
imagine myself with caffeine though. Like I already She's have already so here. Much energy and just like I wake up ready to go.
Nothing. Like you don't have like.
No.
Like not
just
even
water.
Like,
I drink water.
I'm so that's bad. Good I haven't seen a baby in real life in like months.
Oh,
like
they're fine.
It's like she's so content.
Ready? Say mama. Can you what sound does a dog make? Woof woof.
Her wolf.
Can you say hi?
Hi. Meow.
Hello. Hey, hi.
She's so hi. Cute.
Hi.
All right, well.
Yes.
Oh, it's hard to even focus with her. With that being said, we're just going to go play with the baby for a little.
Yeah.
Bye guys.
And we're going to call it wraps, but
grabbing the microphone.
Thank you guys so much for making the trip. Thank you guys so much
thank
for coming
so
out
much
here.
For having
thank
us.
You guys
this
for having
so
us. It's been a pleasure.
I can talk for hours. This was fun, huh?
We're going to talk for hours.
Well,
yes, exactly.
If you guys don't know where to find them, this is where.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys can follow me at Josh Herbert. I'm just kidding.
All platforms.
We're just at, I think, Abby Herbert pretty much on everything.
Yeah, just search Abby Herbert, YouTube, Josh and Abby Herbert.
And awesome. So, Poppy's getting ready to rip down this whole set, so we should probably go.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much
Thank you so much. Bye.